Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 22nd of April. I've been fortunate enough to catch up with Ian Selby, the CFO at Westminster Group. Morning, Ian.
Hi, Doc.
We know that you guys released an RNS this morning, which was an issue of loan notes and a date of results.
Right, yeah, let me take you through the loan notes. The first loan note we did is just under £700,000 of new money coming in to an existing convertible loan note. This loan note has had its maturity date extended out by a couple of years. It's 2018 from 2016. It's got a 10% coupon on it and has a 35p conversion price, which was about a 25% premium to where the stock closed last night. And these incoming investors into this, there's some institutional and there are some other investors have come into this. The other instrument we announced was an issue of about 1.6 million of loan notes to Darwin Strategic. Now, this obviously has a conversion issue around it, but we've got caps and collars around on the volumes around it, and also we can make repayments at any point. So we'd look to use our cash flows to try and reduce this and redeem the loan note where possible. Obviously, we've got an existing contract base. We referred in the announcement this morning to cash flows coming out of the Americas contract in Q2. And that's an example of one of the things where we have got the capability to make cash repayments on this and to reduce potential share issues and hence dilution.
So you've worked hard at hammering out and negotiating terms as favourable as possible for you guys and obviously your current shareholders. We know a lot of different announcements have come out quite recently, which certainly caught my attention. The CEO's been speaking at a major Mexican summit. You and I have both discussed this, off recording, that we you know, particularly interested in Mexico and that space. You know, what are your thoughts on it?
In Mexico, we've got a very interesting franchise partner over there, which we signed up towards the end of last year. And it's an economy which the British government sees as being a very good export market for UK goods and services. And we work closely with UKTI and UK Export Finance. And for example, they've increased their credit risk cover on Mexico, so I think to about £3 billion now. So it seems a very strong market for British companies to get involved with.
Certainly bubbling away in the background, that's for sure. Do you want to kind of talk us through a bit more about the recent 21-year ferry contract that you guys have secured? I know you've announced the ferry's been shipped now from Norway out to country. It certainly seems to be it holds a hell of a potential, the size of that contract, and you know it's over quite a significant length of time. Now, how does that fare against some of the more negative kind of things that have taken place out in West Africa recently? It seems that Ebola's declining and going out the door as you're bringing in bigger and stronger deals through the door. Do you want to talk us through that, Ian?
I mean, obviously, whilst West Africa is obviously a big market for the company currently, we're obviously looking for geographical diversification beyond that. We could probably talk about that in a minute. It's been a terrible humanitarian catastrophe for the people of that region. But inward investment is going back into the country. We're in it for the long haul. We're looking for a 21-year deal there. It's a valuable service we're going to be providing to the region, and we believe it could produce returns for shareholders.
It seems a pretty big contract. So, talking about the kind of geographic footprint, the direction that you guys are going in, obviously we know you've got the MOU out in Asia. You won a contract at the back end of the year out in the Americas. Do you want to run us through that as well?
Yeah. We announced in January a memorandum of understanding with an airport in Asia for the delivery of our managed services build, operate, transfer offering. And that's obviously something we're progressing. And then at the end of last year, we announced a consultancy deal in the Americas. And again, that is progressing. So we just look at those as, it's a very, very broad geographical spread, obviously away from the West Africa region.
So that's going to help diversify things for anybody looking into WSG potentially. I mean, I think the fact that Ebola's showing a real kind of retreat now is quite encouraging for anybody that's operating in that region. There's always going to be some animosity from investors or shareholders. You've 2013 and 2014 you were the darlings of AIM, particularly popular company, made huge leaps and advances within the market, and sadly 2015 it's been a bit tougher due to the unforeseen viral spread of the devastating Ebola, and naturally you've got this finance instrument that just isn't worn to by the market. What can you do, Ian, to answer?
Our focus is obviously closing more business and closing more contracts.
Well,
to generate the cash flows for the business.
In probably three or four words, Ian, I think you've answered it perfectly then. Win more contracts in the diverse, broader area, and we kind of we can come out fighting fit, I guess. So fair play, Ian Selby, the CFO of Westminster Group. Thanks.
Good sort of you, Doc.
All right, cheers, Ian.